It's all over here in Kingspan Breffni, and Derry have advanced to the last four of the All-Ireland series on a score of 18 points to 210. Joined here by manager Damien McAuleen. Damien, I suppose your thoughts after getting through today?
Look, just delighted to get through it. It's an All-Ireland quarter-final against the Dubs. Like, it's never going to be a handy day out in any shape or form. They had lost the Leinster final, but never should have lost it in terms of the goal chances that they created and didn't take, you know. So we knew they carried that threat, and that was going to be a big part of their game today, and they did. You know, they tried, when they were playing with a very strong breeze in the first half, they tried to transfer the ball ultra quick, and they got a goal from it, you know. So look, we're delighted to get over it. There was a massive amount of challenges in the game. You know, they brought it back level middle of the second half after us going three up. We gave away another goal, so kept them in it. But again, showed great composure and character overall to, you know, win key balls and key turnovers and key break ball that at times whenever we really wanted to, needed to be getting them. That enabled us then to sort of compose ourselves and kick, go three clear again, sort of 18 points to 2-9. And that, we sort of seen it out from there.
As you say, the first goal levelled it, you weathered it. But the second goal, you were starting to take control at that point, Damien, at the start. And maybe that takes away the half-time message. You were starting to control, and then that goal brings it level. Yeah. It's difficult. The lads have to then dig that themselves.
That's
at that
right.
point.
They have to work it out in the pitch themselves. We had went three up, and we felt if we went four up, we're just commenting along, if we can get four up, but that would be, you know, that would be a bit of a big score for us. But then they got the goal, you know, so that pulled us back into it. It pulled us back in. The tiredness all set in. The sun has got hotter here at this midpoint of the day, so the pressure was on the lads. There were a few boys there. Made a few changes who lads were retired, and then that depth as well worked really well for us. You know, we're fit to bring in. Patrick Harn did really well today, and Jair come in to steady the ship a wee bit. He's been carrying an injury, so hadn't been in, you know. So loads of that. You've Turlock McHugh come in today and kick 4 points from play there. So, you know, shows a wee bit of depth and a boys fighting for places, which to get through the match is the key thing. It's just getting the job done, you know.
Like, as you says to me, Jair, he's obviously played on your team last year. You weren't sure if he's going to start. He didn't start, but McHugh, 4 points maybe he got there, so that's a big contribution.
Big contribution, surely, aye. And he caught a few kickouts as well. You know, so we pushed Sarge up closer to the goals and whatnot in that regard. But Turlock did very well, you know, and close to working on across the whole piece as well. But look, we're just allowed to get over the line.
And finally, as we speak here, we don't know who comes through from Roscommon or Kerry at this point, but at least you have that luxury to wait. So next couple of weeks, it gives you that chance to prepare again.
Yeah, look, it's 2 weeks, and the games have all been 2 weeks, sort of, so that we're used to that sort of run rate now. Kerry and Roscommon will be a close game. I think, you know, Roscommon pushed Mayo well in the Connacht final, so that's going to be an interesting one just to see. Kerry have only really got to see sort of what's in the Cork match, so again, they haven't had the amount of games that teams get in Ulster to get a look at the other thing and the competition and stuff. So that'll be an interesting match, you know, and look, it'll be a massive challenge. We played Kerry earlier on the year, and it was a huge match, so huge one to look forward to.
Like, you mentioned who beneficial the Ulster final was. Today is bound to be a different type of benefit, different type of game, but beneficial, no doubt, that you've come through it.
Aye, and we tried to sort of show the lads or communicate that to the lads that you're in the All-Ireland season, and every match is really different, and teams that you don't know just quite as much about coming and bringing different challenges. You don't know what the standard's like in the other province until you come up against them face-to-face, and we hadn't played Dublin in a friendly or anything all year, so we hadn't played any of the Leinster teams, so we had no read on sort of how good teams were or how or not. Watching videos is a wee bit folly. You can get so wound out of them, but until you're down the grass with them at minor level, you don't really see what the standard is, you know.
Damien, thanks a million for your time.
Cheers, bro.
Congratulations.